As I said on yesterday's episode, I've been itching to get back on the kit. And last night's movie helped to confirm this. It's called The Killing Game. It's from 1978, 1 hour, 31 minutes. It's from Japan, and it's directed by Toru Murakawa. Here's the description from the Arrow streaming app. In The Killing Game, Narumi finds himself caught in the midst of violent Yakuza gang warfare, while his own brutal past catches up with him in the form of two beautiful women still bearing the emotional scars of his past assignments. So, I'm still having trouble concentrating, but I got a little bit more of this movie. I liked it better than The Most Dangerous Game. There's less sex, it's more cool and fun and crime movie. There's some cool action scenes, and I think, is it Narumi? I believe it's Narumi, has grown as a filmmaker from the first to the second of the trilogy. So, yeah, I definitely recommend this movie, especially if you're obsessed with Japanese crime films as I am. So, yeah. The score is what I was referring to earlier. It's this kind of cool, jazzy, almost lounge music-y score, which I was really digging on last night while watching it. I've been interested in this kind of jazz revival that's happened. I was thinking about it last night, so just to kind of dip into my past a little bit, just to talk about 14-year-old Max a little bit, I auditioned to be in the jazz ensemble at my high school. There were a lot of drummers auditioning. I didn't get in. I was really pissed off, and I kind of, like, dipped from the drum world and went back into the film world, which is where I belong, so ultimately it was kind of a good thing, but just thinking about it now, I think the reason why, the reason that I wasn't, not the reason why I didn't get in, because that's all, you know, political bullshit, racism, so on and so forth, but I think the reason why I wasn't fully into it, the reason why I wasn't into it enough to get in, the reason why I couldn't, like, mentally, like, fully give myself over to it, was that I just wasn't into jazz drumming at the time, and I wasn't fully into jazz at the time. I was a rock kid, and I was obsessed with rock drumming. Like, that was where my headspace was, so this jazz shit was like, yeah, it's okay. It never really felt good to me. I never really liked playing it. Now I can kind of see myself giving over to it and getting into it. I think I'm just more into jazz now, and I can appreciate it more. And what's cool is that what's happening now is there is sort of this jazz revival. There are a lot of young jazz bands, there are a lot of young people playing jazz. There's this kind of cool, weird shit happening with jazz. There are these cool, weird things happening in the jazz world with jazz music, with jazz musicians. It's kind of becoming cool again, which is like, I don't know, we're at an interesting time, I think, for music. I think ska is becoming cool again, jazz is becoming cool again, new metal, kind of like just those like early 2000s sounds, R&B, again, the new metal. I don't know, I just think, I don't know, It almost feels like we're at like a true turning point for music. Like rock dominated music for a long time. And then hip hop, R&B kind of took over. But now we're at this turning point where it's like, oh, maybe it can all exist together. Maybe we can have rock bands, but we can also have ska bands. We can have jazz bands. Like maybe it can all happen together and it can all be good. Like there's that Feeble Little Horse is like a good rock band. Natural Information Society is a good jazz band. That's what I'm getting into now. Nalys and Ephra was my girl. She's still my favorite. I'm trying to find other stuff. And then there's also like classical shit happening, orchestral stuff, like that hot chick. Hot Scorpions, I think, on Instagram. What is her name? I can't think of her fucking name. So yeah, there's all that happening. And then, as I said on previous episodes, there's like, Rina Sakayama, incorporating 2000s new metal sounds, 100 Gex, incorporating late 90s, early 2000s new metal sounds, as well as ska, not jazz, but definitely ska. They're definitely part of the ska punk revival, and definitely new metal. All right, you know what, I'm standing outside and it's raining, so I'm gonna head in, but I'll be back on soon for more video nasties. Peace for now. I recorded a new track as I Eat Beats. That's IEATSBEATS, all lowercase, all one word. It's available. Well, you can find me on SoundCloud, and the new track is available on there. It's called Mars Colony. It's better than the last track I posted, which was called Rude on the Moon. For some reason, there's this outer space theme happening right now in the titles to my music. Rude on the Moon got more plays initially, even though I think this track is definitely better. So check it out. It's kind of a return to what I was doing previously as I Eat Beats, sort of just making weird, kind of ethereal electronic music that's hopefully vibey and hopefully has a cool drum track. I want to do some recording, just drums, just instrumental, straight up drums, but real drums, so just record myself playing drums essentially. But I need to get a new drum set before I do that. I haven't had a drum set for a while, and I really want to get one. I don't think there's a guitar center on Cape Cod or anything like that. I don't have the money for a drum set right now, but I'd like to at least get some sticks, get a real snare, even just that and a hi-hat to start with. I still have like some cymbals, I think, in the garage, unless I think those might have gotten thrown out, so I might not have anything in terms of a real drum kit right now. But I'd like to work on that. So, I don't know how much of this I've already said on the pod, but there's a new plan in my life. There's a new plan for me. I'm back from Western Mass. I'm back from Northampton. I'm in, I'm on Cape Cod near Orleans, Massachusetts, and I'm on Cape Cod near Orleans, Massachusetts. So my plan was to move back to LA at the end of the summer. My plan now is to save money all summer and move to Western Mass, Northampton, East Hampton area, possibly further out. Apparently housing is an issue there. Possible that a lot of people are moving there. I think these sort of like migrations are happening from the east out toward the west. So like, I've heard that a lot of people, I know someone who works in, or I knew someone who works in Colorado, and they said like, there's all these car accidents, like just so many people moving there. And they don't know how to drive in this new place. So anyway, apparently, yeah, a lot of people are moving there. I think a lot of people are moving to Western Mass. The way I see it is, like, there is this kind of migration out of big cities, which really started with COVID. But also it's sort of just getting out of the East Coast, traveling west, people moving from New York to L.A., choosing L.A. instead, which is what I've done. If I was going to do New York, I would have gone to school there. And I did try New York. I did live there briefly. But that did not work out, to say the least. It was a fantastic disaster. So I will get back to L.A. I figure what my plan is now is to move out to Western Mass, get a job out there, save up some more money, and then also kind of try it for a year. You know, maybe I'll really like it. I liked it when I was out there. It was fun. I enjoyed it. Of course, I wasn't working. I was just, like, having fun. But still, I like the vibe out there. And it seems like a better place for me than Cape Cod right now. So my plan is to move out there, give it a year, see if I like it, see how much money I'm able to save, and then head back to LA. That's the plan as it stands right now. Thank you for listening. I'm Maxwell Haddad, and this is Video Nasties. See you at the movies. Okay, so just to give you a preview of upcoming episodes, or in upcoming episode, I talked previously about my best movies of 2023, my favorite movies so far, 2023, number one, Asteroid City, number two, Master Gardener, number three, Knock at the Cabin. The only one that I have to catch up on right now is Bo is Afraid, aka Disappointment Boulevard. And then the only one that I'm really looking forward to is Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, which is the fifth Indy. I'm a huge Indiana Jones fan from back when I was a kid. I love that shit. I love the original trilogy, and I kind of love Crystal Skull, even more so now. I think it's aged well. I think at the time people didn't really get it, thought it was stupid, they didn't like Shia LaBeouf, they didn't like the aliens. Whatever. I always thought it was cool. And I like it even better now. So, this fifth one is directed by James Mangold, not Steven Spielberg. The first Indiana Jones movie not directed by Spielberg. So, I mean, I can already tell from the trailer, it's got this kind of glossy, hot, boring, kind of bland, homogenous Hollywood look to it. Spielberg always gave these movies life and personality and quirkiness, and there was always kind of like, everything was so much fun, but there was like this darkness underneath it. Obviously, Temple of Doom being the darkest of all three. I would say Last Crusade is the lightest of all three, of the original trilogy I'm speaking. And then, just talk like Yoda for a second there. So, I'm speaking of the original trilogy. Raiders of the Lost Ark is somewhere in between. It's just like this perfect meeting of everything. It's one of the only perfect movies in history, in my opinion, Raiders of the Lost Ark. So, having said all that, I still think it looks fun. I still think it might be kind of cool. I like that Fleabag is in it. I'm not the biggest fan of her. I think she's irritating, but I think she could be good in this. Harrison Ford is back as Indiana Jones. Everyone says he looks so old. I don't think he looks that old. He looks a little old. This will probably be his last outing as Indy, but I love that he's back, that he's playing the character. You know, this isn't a Mad Max thing where they recast Max, even though I fucking love Mad Max Fury Road. This is Harrison Ford returning as his most famous character, along with Han Solo, obviously. See you there.
this has been a production of Reptilian.